getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go once again. Time for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show back for another week. Oh, I got a stack of records we got to play. I should probably get to work here. Oh, yeah. I can't even pick out this week's 78. I found so many good ones. I don't know, but I will. We'll get one of them going here in a little bit. Hey, can you believe it already? We're just cooking right through the first week of August already. What is going on with that anyway, huh? Man, oh, man. Now you may know that that little opening song that we play every week is by Dick Piller and the orchestra, and I don't play a Dick Piller and the orchestra song very often in the show, so this is kind of a Dick Piller double whammy here because they just did the little opening number for us. And it is baseball season still after all, so let's have a little baseball song from Dick Piller and his orchestra to get things rolling this week.
Take me out to the ball game. Apple pie and polkas, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas, all the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas, baseball is America's game, we all love to see. Reggie Jackson, Johnny Bench, and our hero Yastrzemski, with strikeouts, base hits, and home runs, they're all put through the test. That's why we love baseball, it's the very best. America loves hot dogs, they eat them every day. With mustard, relish, onions, we have them every way. At a cookout on the beach or any place at all, that's why we love hot dogs, the very best of all. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. America loves apple pie, it's a tasty treat. The way that mama makes it, it just can't be beat. For breakfast, lunch or dinner, day or night time too, that's why we love apple pie, it's for me and you. America loves polkas, the happiest sound in town. Dancing to our happy band or just sitting around, you can't help but love it, the sound is really grand. The polka is the happiest music in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas. All the things that we all love, the greatest in the land. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie and polkas.
There you go, Dick Piller and the orchestra getting us rolling here on the show this week. Of course, that's kind of two Dick Pillers in a row almost because they actually do the opening song that we play for the show each and every week. So there you go. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, rolling out of your radio or your smart speaker or your cell phone or your iPad or your smart tablet or whatever the heck, maybe even a plain old radio station in your neighborhood. I don't know. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here taking a look at my forecast, and I know you're not probably hearing the show at the exact same time that I'm doing the show, but we have thunderstorms coming. That's the deal. It's been hot here in the area, and usually when it's hot, you know what comes with it? Thunderstorms. Yeah, we got severe thunderstorm watch in effect as I'm doing the show for this week. And again, it looks like the big line of thunderstorms is going to break apart just as it comes over where we're doing the show. And it's going to scooch right around us. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because I'm tired of thunderstorms, man. I'm tired of 90 degrees, too. But hey, that's what we get. That's what that is our right, baby, because we had spray deodorant in the 70s. Anyway, the rest you can figure that out. As long as I'm talking about rain, though, and thunderstorms and everything, I got the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band here, and they're doing the Rain Rain Polka. Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. That's the Rain Rain Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show, back for another week. And we do have a bit of sad news to pass along on the show this week. I hate sad news, but sometimes you just need to pass it on to people. And depending when you hear the show, this could be old news to you, actually. Jim Busta passed away. He was 76 back on Wednesday, July 24th, all right, from Onalaska, Wisconsin. You would know Jim. He was like a key peg in the world of Midwest and especially Wisconsin polka music. A living legend, really. And you may be familiar with his daughter Molly B, who had the Molly B Polka Party on RFD TV. And of course, she's toured all over the country as well, sometimes with her dad or her dad's band, or he played along with her. It's a very musical family. But anyway, Jim Busta passed away, 76, Onalaska, Wisconsin. on Wednesday, July 24th. So if you want to find out more, you can look up the obituary online. You can just type it in and read about his career and all the amazing stuff we did. But anyway, condolences out to Molly B and all the rest of the Busta family. Jim passing away this week. So some sad news in the world of polka music. So, hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. Just like to acknowledge it anyway. So let us press on with the Goosetown Polka. Christy Hengel here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Christy Hengel here. That's the Goosetown Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Back again doing this every week right here, wherever you happen to be listening. Glad you're along with us this week. I have Eddie Blotnick and his polka pals over here at turntable number one. Are you ready? If your name is Sue, we'll just dedicate this one to you this week.
Pretty Sue, peekaboo, I see you hiding there. Peek-a-boo, pretty Sue, I'd find you anywhere. With the pigtails and ribbons, your pin-up for press, you look as sweet as can be. If a boy ever tells you he loves you the best, be sure that boy will be me. Peek-a-boo, pretty Sue, darling, don't try to hide. Pretty Sue, I love you, someday you'll be my bride. Pretty Sue, peek-a-boo, I see you hiding there. Peek-a-boo, pretty Sue, I'd find you anywhere. With the pigtails and ribbons, your pin-up for press, you look as sweet as can be. If a boy ever tells you he loves you the best, be sure that boy will be me. Peek-a-boo, pretty Sue, darling, don't try to hide. pretty soon I love you. Someday you'll be my bride.
There you go, Eddie Blatnick and his polka pals. It's pretty soon. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show, and time to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay him a visit if the opportunity presents itself. Maybe you need to create the opportunity, huh? No point waiting for opportunity to come to you. Anyway, they've got like 4,000 accordions on display in there, and that's mind-boggling all by itself. But they have the concert hall. They do concerts in there, amazingly enough. They have summertime events, springtime events, fall events. Not so much in the winter around here up here because, well, you know, we don't want you showing up with your shovels, all right? We don't want you coming in at snowmobiles. But anyway, check them out. You can find out a lot by visiting them online at worldofaccordions.org. They have photos of some of the accordions on display, a lot of history and information about their facility. That sounds so formal and sterile and so much like white ceramic tile. I don't know, but anyway, check them out. They're right there in Superior, Wisconsin, right across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota, of course, and at the corner of Lake Superior, which you can start you on a fantastic vacation up the north shore of Lake Superior and check out things like lighthouses and hiking trails and waterfalls and a million state parks and campgrounds and resorts and cool places. Good, great place to start out. It's at the World of Accordions Museum, all right? Right there, Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. It's Eddie Wojcik's orchestra. It's the Bartender Polka.
Drunk and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house. Yeah!
For the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
There you go. Have one in the house, darn it, Mr. Bartender. Anyway, it's Eddie Wojcik's orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And the next record now is one of those records that you skip a lot, and you see a lot of these sometimes, like in secondhand stores and rummage sales and whatnot. I have a record by Dora Hall. How many of you know the Dora Hall story? Short version of the story. Dora Hall's husband was the man behind the Dixie Cup Company. You know, with little paper cups, guy made a fortune, and Dora was his wife, and she wanted to be a singer. And she just never quite made it for whatever reason, and he kind of financed her career to make records and have a fan club and do some TV shows and whatnot. And her music did not bring her success, but he kept financing her to pursue her love of music. So you see a lot of Dora Hall records around. Most of them are country records. There's some big band stuff, some standards and things like that. And she did a few polka records, and this is one of them. And I find this one to be amusing. I don't play it very often. We haven't heard it for ages. But here's Dora Hall anyway. And Herman, take me home.
Herman.
Yes, dear?
Take me home.
Yes, dear.
Herman, take me home.
I got a funny feeling, like walking on the ceiling.
Herman, take me home. Did the lights go out?
I don't know what I'm doing. That last one was my ruin.
A fun record. There's Dora Hall. Herman, take me home. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Glad you're with for another week here. I don't know. Busy stuff going on. I feel like I play more records than I'm talking. It's probably a good thing. Usually I blab away an awful lot of the show here. But I just, nothing of note to talk about that happened in the last week. I mean, the shower's leaking. We're trying to fix that. But other than that, yeah, all of a sudden ceiling tiles were falling down in the dining room and it was water coming through the ceiling from the shower. I think we got it figured out, though. You know, we got one of those old antique clawfoot tubs that was put in the house 100 and some years ago. And we got one of those shower conversion kits. You can put a shower in it. And I think there are some fittings in that assembly that after we put it in 30 years ago are starting to fall apart. How's your shower holding up anyway, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Tom Salock and the Polecats are right here on Turntable 2, and they're asking the musical question, who's the only girl?
That's my heart of world. Why can't you guess her name? Who's the only pearl that gives my mind a twirl? Oh, can't you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name.
is my mama's world. Oh, can you guess her name? Tell me what's in store for the girl that I adore and the one that I plan to marry. You know her name, you know her name, for yours and hers are the same.
And there you go, Tom Selleck and the Polecats there. Who's the only girl? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Good time for a Whoopi John record, that's what I think. Here's Whoopi and the band, On Our Porch, Polka. I don't know about you, but not many people are going to fit on our porch to do any polka-ing. And I'm not really sure that our porch could stand the pounding of polka dancing. No, not a good idea. Here's Whoopi. See, we needed the Whoopi John fix, didn't we, huh? I could feel it was about time. So many good records and such a short show. You could do like a Whoopi John record, couple of them in every show every week, and still probably not repeat them for 16 years. Anyway, you're in tune to Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, always on your radio, smart speaker, computer, smartphone, downloading thing, whatever, any kind of thing that hooks up to anything, you can hear the Oompa Hour. And if you have request, dedication, question, comment, anything else you'd like to know about, you call us, leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. Or you can text to that very same number, 218-259-2985, if you have a request or somebody's birthday coming up. But give me a lot of notice, man, because from when I do the show and to when you finally get to hear it, and for how unorganized my records are and how long it's going to take me to find the record that I want to play for you, yeah, let me know ahead of time. But anyway, yeah, 218-259-2985. Voice message or text to that number. You can email oompahour@aol.com and also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So there you have it. All those ways to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. We've never been able to arrange anything like a bat signal that you could shine in the sky. We never got any trained pigeons to bring notes strapped to their legs or anything like that. But we're working on it, by golly. Here's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. High Button Shoes.
Yeah. po mnie żaden chłopak nie chce. I tak płacze moje serce, bo mnie żaden chłopak nie chce, po mnie żaden chłopak nie chce. Żaden chłopak poznać nie chce, żaden chłopak poznać nie chce. Gdy na jarmark se pojadę, żaden chłopak poznać nie chce, żaden chłopak poznać nie chce.
I think we have bonus points to be issued for enthusiasm on that one, huh? From Bernie Witkowski and the Silver Bell Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week this happens. Every week we play a 78 to a good old shellac record from the good old days. Got a beautiful Johnny Vadnall record here on RCA. It's just beautiful and shiny. It's one of the best-looking 78s I've ever seen. We're going to get to that here in a few minutes. And in the meantime, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to play next. I'm going to play Don Peachy, and then I'm going to play something after that so it frees up my turntable for 78s, which at the moment has Don Peachy and the orchestra doing the Red Wine Polka on it.
We'll be right back.
Don Peachy and the orchestra, the Red Wine Polka. Obviously, that is Janie doing the singing on that one, of course, coming to you from Burnett, Wisconsin. Don Peachy and the gang here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and look at this. This record is so warped. I know you can't see it. This 45 is so warped that it literally looks like an ocean when you look at the record. It's wavy. It goes up and down and up and down. And when you play it, the tone arm goes up and down like a quarter of an inch, like several times. It's like watching the ocean coming in, watching the waves on Lake Superior is what it's like. And I thought there's no way on earth this record is going to play. And I tried it out and it does. It's Little Richard's Polka Band. I Never Knew.
I never knew how much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I miss you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
My darling, come back to me is what I pray, and I'll never ever stray, for we belong together, day after day, forever and ever.
How much I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you, how many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be, for now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
Little Richard's Polka Band there. I never knew here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Great sounding record. And if you saw it, you wouldn't even believe it would play. It is so warped, which just shows you got the right turntable, man. You can get away with anything. For you technical geeks out there, you know, I play, it's all records on this show. 45s, LPs, 78s, the whole deal. And I play a lot of really old records that are really beat up. I play a lot of records that came out of jukeboxes that are so worn out they look gray. I play records that are filthy dirty. I play 78s, and they all sound pretty good. And I attribute that to my favorite, and that's for the geeks out there, to my favorite turntable cartridge and needle combination, all right? And I've been using these for like 50 years. The Stanton 500 cartridge, they don't make them anymore, but you can find them. You know, they turn up online. The Stanton 500 cartridge, then they have a stylus that they make, the DJ stylus or the disco stylus when they were selling it in the 70s. And I know this makes the hi-fi people just cringe, but these babies will track at like 3 to 5 grams. The 78 needle, you can go up to 7 grams. These babies will cut through anything, and I just demonstrated they will track darn near anything. And with the 78 stylus in them, they sound real nice on a pretty 78. And that's what I got for you right now. See how I tied that all together? It almost made sense, right? Because you got to have a different needle to play 78 to make them sound right, because the grooves are a lot bigger. They're wider. So if you play them with a regular LP or 45 stylus, the records sound really crummy. Anyway, I have a beautiful 78 here on RCA from Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra. And the song is What You Havin' at the Tavern.
Some pals one evening from down around my way, and when my pals were leaving, here's what I heard them say.
What you having at the tavern on the corner with that old gang on Saturday night? Will you have some conversation that sparkles like the wine? Will you have an inclination to sing Sweet Adeline? You will find a way to say goodbye to sorrow. With a smile or two, you're sure to do all right. What you having at the tavern on the corner with that old gang on Saturday that sparkles like the wine? Will you have an inclination to sing Sweet Adeline? You will find a way to say goodbye to sorrow. With a smile or two, you're sure to do all right. What you have at the tavern on the corner with that old gang on Saturday night?
Ah, there you go. Johnny Vadnall in the orchestra there. What you having at the tavern? Here on Tim Zupa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I don't care who you are. That's a darn fine sound in 78. Everything sounds great on 78. That's the slogan, you know. All right, we got to get a waltz in here. I almost forgot about that. We do a waltz in every show also, and I had to quick pick one out here, fortunately. I have them laying around all over the place. And I got to put this record away. Okay, hang on. There we go. Got to keep a tidy ship around here, darn it. But we do have to get a waltz in here like we do every week. So, dancers, you might want to get ready. Scooch the coffee table out of the way, maybe. And, you know, tidy up. Make a little room. Maybe if you're in the kitchen, clean out the, kitchen table out of the way. Whatever you got to do, man. Because it's waltz time. I have Frankie Kramer's orchestra here. And the Wandering Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Was way back when I said I love you, we had to part, but not for long, dear. With hopes and dreams just meant for me too, 'twas then I knew I needed you.
I would return.
Ah, there we go. Got our weekly waltz in. Dancers, you are dismissed. There you have it. Frankie Kramer's orchestra there. The Wandering Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got at least a couple more records in the show to do this week. Maybe three. We'll see how it works out. Jake Durlink is coming up here in just a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Well, okay, I promised you a Jake Durlink record next. Darn it, here it is. It's the Singing Hills Polka. Just like that. That seemed like it went awfully fast. Jake Durlink there, Singing Hills Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think we got a couple more songs in us for this week, don't you think? Yeah, hang on. I got to figure out where the sleeve for this record went. Trying to keep a tidy show here. Got Al Coco Zluzniak here. I do. The record's called The Percolator Polka. Coco Zluzniak there. That's the Percolator Polka on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just about out of time, but I'm sneaking in one more. We haven't had a little Wally record for a while. I thought, well, why not, huh? You remember this as a hit for a lot of different people back around 1960. Elvis did it. What's his name? Joe Dowell did it. Lil Wally did it, too.
I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings about this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. 'Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Musiden, musiden, choose stay to let him now. Stay to let him now. Mein Schatz bleibt stehen. Muss ich denn, muss ich denn, zu steht im Naus, steht im Naus, und mein Schatz bleibt stehen. There's no swings about this love of mine, it was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should.
'cause I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart.
Little Wally and the Harmony Boys there, a little wooden heart for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And the old clock on the wall tells me that's the last record of the show this week. But you know what? That worked out pretty good. I got another stack of records going already, so I'll be ready to give those a spin here in just another week. So I'll meet you back here then, all right?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.